If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome back to Pomp and Joe. Happy New Year to everybody. Talking about the year in Pittsburgh sports, but what about the year ahead? What about the year ahead, oh dear Nelly? How about a resolution? I don't know. There's a difference between a resolution and a wish, right? There's wishes that I have for every Pittsburgh sports team, and then there's resolutions that each should have. The Pirates need to be resolute in getting one more bat. They need a third baseman. That should be their resolution. Finish the job. That should be their theme. You know how people get certain themes to their New Year's resolution? You know, just do it if you want to show up at the gym. Things like that. Little catchphrases that you can cling to while you're giving up on your resolution 3 weeks from now. And then you're not clinging to it anymore, are you, Charlie? Do you make New Year's resolutions?
I haven't in a very long time, but I'm about to start again, and I'm going to go for it.
What do you got?
I'm not going to drink soda anymore. And I've done it before where I've quit cold turkey.
Yeah.
I think the longest stretch
anything
I ever
specific that you drink?
Coke wild, and Diet wild Coke? Cherry Pepsi.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And Arnold Palmer, but like, if I have one Arnold Palmer a week, I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
But lately I've been stress drinking sweets.
Yeah.
And I need to stop it.
Drinking your feelings, right?
I'm drinking my fears.
And your fears, yeah. Well, that would be under the umbrella of feelings.
I cannot live in our fears anymore.
Don't live in your fears anymore. I think that's a good one. You're going to have to cope instead of reaching for the nearest substance to soothe yourself, aren't you?
Water.
Water's a great one. Yeah. Drinking water right now.
I need to fill mine up.
I might need to quit these Cliff's energy bar, protein bars. A lot of times I bring Donnie one on Donnie Football Fridays. I'm hopelessly addicted to these things. They are so good. Have you eaten these before?
I haven't had the Cliff ones. I have the Nature Valley.
They're unbelievable, Charlie. They're flavored chocolate, peanut butter, and chocolate mint. And I can't stop. Now, I had to quit marshmallows. I was eating these Waldorf salads, my mom used to call them. She used to leave them for me when I'd come home from school. It was grapes, walnuts, marshmallows, and I added a little bit of chocolate. Well, the marshmallows send my intestines into spasms. I'm convinced of it.
That's not good.
Yeah. And it makes sense because they're very sticky. Imagine a bunch of marshmallows in your system right now.
Run that salad back one more time.
Grapes, marshmallows, walnuts is basically it. I add a little bit of chocolate.
I understand the walnuts and the chocolate and the marshmallows.
Mm-hmm.
It's the grapes that pique my interest the most.
I don't know. My mom used to leave them for us when we were kids. Used to leave a little bowl of Waldorf salads on the table, and they were good.
Was this named after Waldorf from Muppets fame?
I don't know. Maybe the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York. I don't know. But they were good. And after she passed in September, I decided that as a tribute, that would be a good little snack. But like I said, the marshmallows sent my intestines. If I put my hand on my stomach, I could feel spasming. It was unbelievable. I've had that from time to time.
You should probably get that looked at.
Well, no, I just had to quit eating marshmallows and putting a sticky gob of stuff into my intestines. That's all. It seemed pretty clear what the problem was because when I stopped, everything went fine.
Or it could be an ingredient in the marshmallows that you could be allergic to that are in other things.
Either way, I had to get rid of the marshmallows.
So you can't, no more graham cracker. Could you have like marshmallow flavored things?
I think I could every once in a while splurge for, what do you call those things with the?
S'mores, like the graham cracker?
Yeah. S'mores.
Yep.
The graham cracker, the chocolate, and the marshmallow.
Yep.
If it's melted, I think that would be helpful as well.
Yeah. So you can't just have cold marshmallows anymore.
Right, exactly.
You can't have room temp mallows.
I can't.
Anymore.
Okay. And they were tough to give up because I hadn't eaten, I'll tell you this, other than the occasional, when I say occasional, I mean once every 3 year s'mores. How often does anybody eat s'mores? Right, Charlie?
I mean, it's definitely a summer thing.
It takes it's a lot of work to put together a s'mores.
The only time that people are eating marshmallows in this type of weather is if they put it in their hot cocoa and it melts.
Listen,
a little bit.
I hadn't eaten marshmallows, just dry, regular marshmallows, in decades. And suddenly, I got addicted real fast. They're good, marshmallows. They're just little balls of puffy sugar. They're good. And it almost ruined me. What was I saying? Why were we talking about this before? Oh, New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, no more soda for me.
Yeah, no more soda for you.
Yeah.
Oh, which gets us back to Pittsburgh sports. For the Pirates, it should be finish the job. That should be their little motto. Just go out and get another bat, will you? Just one more. It's not like you've spent tens of millions of dollars here. Go out and get the Japanese third baseman. Go out and get Eugenio Suarez. Just finish the job. You'll have this town eating out of the palm of your hand, eating marshmallows out of the palm of your hand.
So somebody on the text line said the original Waldorf salad had lettuce, half grapes, or graves halved, walnuts, and light mayonnaise. No marshmallows. So
No. That was my mom's. And I bet you my mom replaced the mayonnaise with the marshmallows because we were kids. That's it. That's the origins of the Waldorf salad. Very good, Charlie.
Well, thank the person on the text line.
And I'm going with pride. I'm proud of you. Now, the Penguins' motto, and I'm thinking these up on the fly, I might add, their resolution should also be finish the job. And I'm talking about rebuilding. I think it's time to trade Rust Raquel. I think it's time to bring up Mirishov and just give him the reins here. Let's go.
Let's
go young. Let's finish the job. It seems, and I know they've won two coming out of the little break they had here. It seems...
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
That they're torn still between two worlds, the in-between of a Capitals-style half-rebuild or a full one. And I think they still see maybe they don't have to sink to the very bottom of the league, but I still think there's more to be done on the rebuild side of it. So their motto could also be finish the job.
And that can mean more.
They can share a TV network and they can share a motto.
That could mean more things than you think, Joe, by finishing the job.
What else could it mean?
Hold a damn lead when you have it going into the third
finish
period.
Games.
Because they're only team in the league.
Good point.
That has blown a lead of 3 goals or more going into the third period. They're the only team in the league to do it, and they've done it 3 times.
The Steelers' motto is TBD. I'm going to give them this last game. I am. But if this goes poorly, then their New Year's resolution has to be move on from the head coach, does it not?
There is a little update on that from Jeremy Fowler and Dan Graziano.
Please.
They had their what are we hearing ahead of week 18 of the coaching carousel. Graziano says no matter who loses this game, he says, count me among those who would be extremely surprised if Tomlin and Harbaugh aren't back in their current jobs next season, no matter what happens after this week.
Wow. Schefter had something a little different. Don't be surprised if Tomlin moves on. And I'm paraphrasing what what he said.
Would you like me to find the clip real quick?
Yes, I would.
All right.
I would love that.
Buy me some time.
Now, the other side of the coin with the Steelers is people were even in more of a tizzy after the Bills game. And they rose off the mat. I mean, we've already done this season. What if they do it again against the same team, the Ravens, and then what if they win a playoff game? These things are still possible. Now, I've heard people talk on the station like it's an impossibility that they could beat the Houston Texans in a playoff game. I don't know who I would predict to win that game. It would probably depend a lot on TJ Watt, things like that. But, I mean, I've seen the Texans play plenty. They have a great defense and a really mediocre offense. I don't know that they walk in here and win. Anyway, go ahead.
I found it. Here we go.
I think that somebody's going to lose that game. And when they do, there are going to be conversations that occur all over the organization. What went wrong? Look, there have been questions about both coaches' futures. That both these coaches, Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh, for all they've done, for all they've meant to their respective organizations, for all they've meant to the National Football League, they will have a big say. I think these guys will go in there and say, okay, you know what? It's been a great run. One of them may go in there and say, it's been a great run. Might be time to go try something else, whether that's TV or another job somewhere else. Like, those things are possible. They're within the realm of possibility for the wide range of outcomes after week 18.
Interesting, and I would suspect informed. I mean, all that guy does is talk to people around the NFL, right? But again, it's saying, basically what he's saying is the only way there would be a coaching change around here is if Tomlin initiated it, which to me is just, it's crazy, man. It really is. I mentioned earlier, there have been very prominent coaches in the NFL who have been asked to move along. You know, that's life in pro sports, especially that's life in pro sports when you haven't come close to winning a playoff game in close to a decade. Sorry, that's life. Bill Belichick won 6 Super Bowls and was asked to move along. Andy Reid went to NFC championships left and right and a Super Bowl, was asked to move along by the Eagles. Tony Dungy was a regular winner, asked to move along by Tampa. Pete Carroll won a Super Bowl. Things got stale and old there. Goodbye. Mike McCarthy won a Super Bowl. Got old. Didn't accomplish enough. Goodbye. And none of those cases was the head coach walking in telling the owner, hey, you know what? I think I'm ready finally. I'm the one making the decision here, and I think I'm finally ready. Usually it's the team owner who does that. Yet this is constantly framed, constantly couched as if it'll be Tomlin's call, and it probably will be. Right now, as I sit here today, there's a better chance, I fully believe, that his 2027 year will be triggered than there is that they'll fire him. I believe there's a better chance that would happen, regardless of the outcome Sunday, by the way. But man, we are really standing on the precipice here of what could be a landmark day in some ways, could be an ugly day, could be a big day for the Steelers.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.